It's not just a new year here in 2024, but a lot of new as well on the Hastings School Board. New board chair Carrie Tate joined KDWA to break down the last meeting, which includes a lot of the word new.
Yeah, we've got our four new board members were sworn in at our January 3rd meeting, and those new members are Melissa Milner, she was elected to clerk, Phil Biermeyer, Jenny Wiederholt-Pine, and Matt Bruns. And as you stated, I'm the new chair. Jessica Dressley was voted in as vice chair, and Mark Zuzik is the new treasurer. And then as you mentioned, the legal change, we eliminated our previous legal counsel. They are going to continue working on anything that is actively going on with them. But we did appoint a new general counsel for any new business, and that's going to be Kennedy and Graven going forward. So that change was made. We also added a couple of new committees in place. The Finance Committee has returned. Last year, we didn't have a Finance Committee. We did all of our financial discussions at the board table because we had a levy coming up, of course. And so that Finance Committee, the smaller group, is back. And then we added a Facilities Committee to discuss, you know, ongoing facilities maintenance type stuff that we might have coming up. And then we just changed the name and kind of a little bit of the purpose of the Community Engagement Committee. We are now calling it the Community Collaboration Committee, and they will be developing their own purpose statement, but I think they are going to have like town hall meetings to be able to have folks come and speak about their experiences with different aspects of the district.
Tate on the importance of bringing public comments back to school board meetings.
Yeah, so the most recent practice that we've had was where community members could come and address the entire board before a meeting took place, and that would start at 5:45 p.m., where the regular board meeting would start at 6 p.m., and that public comment session was not televised, not recorded, but the board would give a summary during the meeting. Now, at the January 3rd organizational meeting, the board voted to move the public comments to within the agenda, so that would mean that it would likely be televised and recorded. However, the motion was made that that would happen as long as we didn't get any negative feedback from legal or from Hastings Community TV. So we just wanted to check and make sure that there weren't any concerns with that from either of those groups. And if not, we are moving forward with that. The agreement was that we would discuss it at our January 10th meeting. And unfortunately, we hadn't received feedback from those organizations yet. So starting with the January regular meeting, we are going to have public comment as it's been in the past at 5:45, not televised, not recorded. But I suspect we'll have feedback by then, so we'll have an agenda item to adopt that either way, if we have to maintain doing it beforehand or put it into the agenda and just not televise it. I'm not sure how that's going to go yet.
Tate wraps it up by talking about future meetings and their scheduling.
We voted on the new board calendar, the board meeting calendar, on the January 3rd meeting. However, there were a few conflicts that we found out about after the fact with the ISD 917. And because we have a board member who is on that board as well, we needed to move our calendar around a little bit. So we will be having that discussion at our next regular meeting, which is scheduled for January 24th.